7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Ready again. Hold on. Ooh. Boom. Okay. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that does mean it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and once again today, this is all starting without me being entirely ready. So, hang on a second, let me just put the dishes in the sink real quick. Yeah, it's not that I got up late, I went to bed kind of late, and, oh god, now what? Yeah, hi! Yes, you're a baby. What is a kitty lump muffins bumps wants to gumps? Well, I know you think you want to go outside, but you don't because it snowed. Yes, it snowed a little bit. So my cat's standing here next to the back door, thinking that she wants to go outside. She does not want to go outside. It snowed a little bit last night. There's a slight dusting of snow on the deck, on the patio, in the streets, on the sidewalks, in my yard, and it's a bit cold, which is why I woke up and thought, huh, it's a bit cold. That explains it. Oh yeah, so I was up kind of late last night. I couldn't fall asleep, and the truth of the matter is I took a nap in the afternoon yesterday after I ate. And that nap ended up going a little bit longer than I normally sleep. I'm not sure what happened exactly. So I stayed up. I took a nap for about an hour longer than normal. And so naturally I stayed up about an hour later at night. And that's cool. I woke up at a reasonable hour. But it's been one of those killer sinus mornings, and thanks to all that, you know, I've been hacking and gagging and coughing all morning, and that's taken up all my time so far. I think everything's starting to chill out, and I've got some yummy delicious tea. I can't remember what I'm drinking today. Oh. Mm-hmm. And now it's the Jade Jaguanyin. Oh, so good. So anyway, last night, I stumbled upon some interesting stuff. Oh, it was some people sitting around a table playing a game. And you know how much that's going to attract me. Yeah, and I spent, what was a total of, oh, geez, maybe 4 hours total? Maybe a little bit less, watching people play this game. What game are they playing? Well, that's kind of up for debate. I've got it going right now. I'm watching it right now. And if you're wondering, Tobe, how do you know what game it is? Well, for one reason, I don't speak the language that these people speak, and so I can't tell what they're talking about. As you can hear, I love that woman's voice, though. Let's listen to her for a minute. Okay, here we go. The start of a new hand. They got the wood pile set up. Here comes the dice roll. I can't see it, but it's East's deal. And they all take their their tiles. I love this table too. Now see, this is the part that I don't understand. Okay. So to make a long story short, I'm watching some kind of version of Paigao. Now I'm familiar with Paigao, and I could play Paigao with you if you wanted to. But similar to my skills in Mahjong, I can't really score Paigao. And that's kind of a pain, but that really only means that I can't teach it to other people. I can sit down and play Paigao no problem, because other people are going to be keeping track of the score and dealing with all those things and blah, blah, blah. Paigao is a domino game. It's a Chinese game of dominoes where you draw a hand and you play against three other people, and it's a trick-taking game similar to, you know, bridge, whist, euchre, you know, those types of games. And so you're going to be forming pairs. They're dealt eight tiles. And basically you form these up into pairs, and then you play a pair when it's your turn, and the highest pair, it takes the trick. And so there's an interesting ranking system for the hands, the pairs. Because there are two suits in the dominoes, but you can't tell the difference, you just have to know which ones are which suit. There's an earthly suit and a heavenly suit, or a military suit and a heaven suit, right? And there's the dominoes and blah, 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 blah. Now, the weird thing is I don't know what game they're playing, because it looks like Paigao, except they're getting more dominoes than normal. And then there's this weird part where they don't have to play whoever's leading. Doesn't necessarily have to play a pair. You can also play a single domino, which is not how regular Paigao goes. So this is basically Paigao with this other little twist, plus the extra dominoes, plus money is changing hands in the form of poker chips. It's usually between 1 or 2 points per hand, but sometimes it's more depending on which pairs get played. I recognize that concept from Paigao as well. And yeah, I've been glued to this. I've been glued to this game for hours now, quite literally. It was the last thing I saw before I went to bed. It was the first thing I saw as I got up. And I've been watching this, and it's awesome. And it, of course, has been making me think about the various games and various game mechanics that I should be working on that I haven't done anything with because I'm lazy. Hey! Love that voice. Anyway, so I was sitting here last night and trying to go to sleep thinking about, how can I adapt this mechanic? How can I adapt the Paigao mechanic to some other kind of game? And I have tried this before, or I've tried similar ideas, especially with dice. But you can't really play Paigao with dice because individual dice are too easy it's too easy to cheat. You can just turn a number when you're selecting pairs. I'm not going to go into the details here. Suffice it to say, oh, here's the cat. Hi, baby. You're a good kitty. Suffice it to say that if you're going to play Paigao rules with dice, each player can only have two dice. They have to be under a cup, blah, blah, blah. And so I kept thinking, well, huh. How else could you get around this? And I started thinking about some friends. I have some friends, and they like to play games. And they like to sit around. But the problem is, and I don't know how to put this politely, but the truth of the matter is they're just not real bright, not very well educated, and so they can't handle complicated or tricky games like Bridge. I wanted to play Mahjong with these people, but they can't read, you know, kanji numbers. They're not going to be able to understand. Okay. So I'm trying to make a game simple enough. And I thought, why not just play Paigao? Well, we can't play Paigao because they're not going to be able to understand the ranking system. The ranking system of these pairs, how do I say this? It's deeply ingrained in Chinese culture. So if you're Chinese, it makes perfect sense. The order of things makes perfect sense. But for Westerners, it would make sense if you grew up learning this type of mythology, right? So there's that aspect of it. So I can't teach my white friends how to play Paigao. So I was thinking, here's what you do. Is you just give them regular dominoes. And you invent a game that's essentially Paigao, but with a regular domino set, not with a Chinese domino set. There's a slight difference, especially for Paigao. And I mulled that idea over in my head for a while. And I started realizing, well, that's kind of not going to work, blah, 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 because this, that, and the other thing. Unless you use like 2 double-six domino sets and then take some of the dominoes out. Like, no, that would just be regular Paigao again, and then blah, 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 and blah, blah. And then I remembered something. And where did I put it? Oh, now it's missing. Okay. I love being me. Somewhere around here, I have a deck of cards that is a domino deck of cards. The committee is aware that I have this because we've talked about it a number of times. In fact, I think I bought them on an episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Okay, here they are. And so last night, I moved them from the spot where I store them, a meter and a half over there, by my dice case. And I moved them over here, and now here we go. Now I have a pack of domino cards in my hands. Double nine. Now, of course, I'm going to have to take a bunch of cards out to make them double sixes, but I have an idea for a game. I got an idea.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Tonkin beef me! Kunoi sensei!
Hi, hi.
I buy some sense, so you put it to the kind. Chop, not being good, but safe, now put it to the kind. Boom, the mocha, get chopped down, some pucha, some release your ass.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew.
Come on, all and down, let's get Jerry by.
收睇我哋嘅频道，支持我哋可以多啲 like 赞好 share 俾朋友，揿下钟仔，留言参与下讨论，多谢晒。
Okay, back to the game.
佢哋个个话。你入大隊一定係出大隊先，你細隊會俾人打啊嘛，大隊公仔人嚟打啊嘛。
I love listening to her talk.
佢有牌咧。
嗰個撞啱嗰個，
撞啱咗。佢有牌，但係佢話驚我七八點咬落嚟啊嘛。
Can't get enough of it. Not at all. And the other thing that I need to tell you is that.I'm extraordinarily jealous of these dice. There are dice involved in this game. There's 2d6, and these are rolled to determine who starts the draw. Although there's technically a player that's called the dealer, they don't actually deal any dominoes, any tiles. And I should also mention that these are not...your normal dominoes. These do not look like Western dominoes. These don't even look like traditional Chinese dominoes. These dominoes are 3 times as thick as normal dominoes. They're a little bit longer, and they're white. And the reason that they're thick is so that they can be stood up on their ends. And so you can, you know, hold your hand by just tipping the dominoes up, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, here she goes again. Love listening to her. Now that clickety-clackety-clack sound that you're hearing are the tiles being shuffled. Once a hand is over, all tiles are turned face down, pushed into the middle of the table, and everybody grabs them and starts moving them around on the table. Just sort of shuffling around. They get all mixed up.And then they get stacked up into the wood pile. This is a stack of dominoes that is 4x8. It's 4 dominoes tall, it's 8 dominoes long. Then the dice are rolled, and the result of the dice determines who starts drawing dominoes off the wood pile. And then play resumes.And I'm looking at these dice, and I'm so jealous, because this is a style of dice that I do not have. And I say that, but it's not quite entirely true. It's just that I don't have any good ones, and I don't have a lot of them. I think I have 1 pair, and they're not good, and blah, blah, blah. I think it's that pair over there in that stupid game. They can't be used. Let me just put it that way. What makes these dice so special? Well, they are Asian style.Which means the pips are different. Although the pips are laid out exactly the same as Western dice, they look slightly different in that the two... Okay, well, first of all, the one is a single pip, but it's big. It's much bigger. It's 3 times the diameter of all the other pips, and it's painted red as opposed to black. The two, instead of being opposite corners...is just straight up and down. The 4 is what you would think of, but is painted red. And the 6 is 2 rows of 3, but these are 2 rows of 3 that are close together and not on the edge of the die, like on Western dice. I should also mention that these are 14... I'm trying to determine the size of these, and that's very difficult because I have nothing else to reference it against. But, I was going to say these are 14s. I think they are. I think they're 14mm dice. They are ball corner porcelain finish. And they're white, and they are beautiful. I love ball corner porcelain finish dice.And those are very popular in Asia, but can't get them here worth a damn, unless you're really trying extremely hard. Of course, I've got some very interesting dice in this bag right here. These are my fish, prawn, crab dice. Yes, they're ball corner. Yes, they're 14 millimeter. Yes, they are porcelain finish. And yes, they're the most beautiful damn thing you've ever seen because I love these dice so much. Toe, why don't you make a game out of that? I'm working on it. Just hold your damn horses. So anyway, I'm thinking I'm going to spend some time today looking for some ball corner porcelain Asian style dice. I could use maybe 10 of them. Find some online. Hey, wait a minute. Trying to remember who I got these fish prawn crab dice from. I've got the receipt upstairs. It was a guy in Hong Kong. Maybe I should find that guy again. Let's see what other kind of dice he's got for me. And while I'm at it, maybe I'll finally buy a set of Chinese dominoes. Longtime listeners and members of the Dubious Goals Committee are aware that I've been complaining for years about the lack of a Chinese domino set. And yeah, it's true that I could sort of make my own. Again, I could get a couple of sets of double six dominoes and take out the ones I don't need and blah, blah, blah. But no, I want some authentic ones. And originally, I wanted, you know, like the traditional black, long, skinny ones that are thin. But now that I've seen this, now that I've seen these giant, fat, thick, white dominoes, I'm thinking I want some of these. These are awesome. Can't get enough of them. Just love this. The problem is, yeah, who am I going to play this game with? I don't know. You know what I need to do? I need to quit messing around. And I need to jump in the car. And I need to drive into the brook. The brook being the neighborhood that I grew up in. It's not very far away. I think technically I can be there in... How far away am I exactly? Not that far. I just got to get onto the other side of 90th. I got to get on the other side of Blondo. So, you know, it doesn't matter. What you really need to know is I'm probably only 2 miles, that's 3 kilometers, for all my non-American friends, from the Nebraska Chinese Association headquarters, which is, you know, about 50 meters up from the original location of the Dragon's Lair. If that means anything to you. And I need to walk in there, and I need to find some people who might be interested in playing some games. Maybe I could play some Mahjong. Maybe I could play some Pai Gao. That would be fun. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, you're going to lose a lot of money. And I'm thinking the same thing. But it would be worth it. I would just consider that to be, you know, the fee for learning how to play. You know, if you're going to pay somebody for lessons, you know, you gotta pay for music lessons. You got to pay for lessons this, lessons that, blah, blah, blah. Give me some Pai Gao lessons. Give me some Mahjong lessons. I want to play. What's she going off on now? This is great. Here comes the die roll. And then they split up the dominoes. Oh, here we... Oh, this guy's got a good hand. He's got a pair of double fours, a pair of double fives. My God, that's a monster. Move your hand, homie. I can't see what else you got. Oh, he just played a pair of double fives. Yep, he's going to take that trick. Nobody can beat that. He plays his pair of double fours, and that's a monster. Everybody lays down to that. Okay, he just played 3 tiles. This is bizarre. This is the part I don't understand. I think he's just laying them all down saying, I've got the rest of the tricks. Yeah. All right, he has taken all the tricks. Everybody's now handing him points. Here we go. Next hand. Oh, I could watch this all day. And I'm going to tell you right now that I probably am going to watch this all day because I'm trying to figure out some of these slight differences. What the hell are they doing now? Oh, they stacked the wood pile up tall-wise instead of lengthwise. This is unusual. Okay, so now they got to peel their dominoes off. Weird. Okay, this guy over here now has the pair of double fours. This guy doesn't have jack. Anyway, yeah, I gotta watch this all day. Okay, they started off with a single tile trick. This guy just played a double six. Boom, now he's playing a single double four. Yeah, as best as I can tell, this is sort of like normal Paigao, with the exception of the ability of, one, getting more tiles than you normally would, and two, the ability to play a single tile. Again, like I said before, normally you're throwing down pairs, but every once in a while they decide to just throw a single. That is odd. And at first I thought, oh, it's always the second round in the hand. But no, then it changes, and now this time they did it first thing. So, yeah, I have no idea what's up. Or that is to say, I don't think there's a pattern. I think they can do this as they choose. The players can, you know, whoever takes a trick is the first to lead. And so, you know, and now we have an unusual situation where there is a pair of 11s on the table. This guy doesn't know what to play. He's got the double one, and now he's checking some discards. And that's the other thing about this game. When you are discarding junk, you want to discard it face down so nobody knows what you played, because you can look through the discards, but you can't look at any that are face down. You can only look at the known discards. Okay, this guy throws junk, that guy throws junk, this guy takes the trick with the double. And now there's singles left, so he plays the 4-3. She throws junk. What's West gonna throw? West is, this only got one thing. South has the double one. Who won that last trick? I can't figure it out because no, okay. It gets a little confusing, and now you understand why I need to keep watching this. These particular videos I've been watching are about an hour long and seem to be the record, the official record of some kind of club, a Paigao club, because they're keeping track of hands, they're keeping track of what's played. Points are changing hands. And it's all just a hoot. I can't get enough of this. I wish I could sit there in this room drinking tea all day and just watching these people play this game. I would love to do that. And I think I will. Right after lunch, because it's time for me to eat, and you've been listening to the Dubious Paigao Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Anon Radio, all your fun stuff in one fun little package. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.